Hello and welcome. Thank you for your call. This is the Daily Inspiration Line, and we have the Word of God to inspire you today. This is Brother Jeff Chapman down here in the hills of Tennessee, and we are thankful for the Word of God, the mercy of God, the love of Jesus. Let's go to Matthew chapter 9, and let's look at a story of Jesus in a boat. We talked about one yesterday, and this is another story of Jesus in a boat. We're going to go to chapter 8, Matthew 8, 23. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. You know, if you go back one verse, to verse 22, Jesus just had said, follow me. Follow me. And then we go down to verse 23. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. So far, they're being very obedient. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea. What's a tempest? Well, you know, it's a rough ocean for sure. We get that out of it. But there's a couple of different words in the Bible that tell me in the original. I'm no Greek scholar for sure, but I can read little commentaries and footnotes. And the common word for an ordinary storm is different than this word. This word is like seismos, which means of earthquake-type proportion. So this was like a hurricane. Maybe it was caused by an earthquake. Who knows? But it says there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Now, imagine being in a boat, and it rocking, and it flipping and flopping, and water coming in on every side. No doubt everybody's fairly wet. Maybe it was cold, maybe it was hot, I don't know. But Jesus was asleep. Now, we don't have many stories about Jesus sleeping, but here's one we have. They're all upset, the creation's upset, but the Creator is asleep. But really, you know, he knew what was going on. Jesus is, you know, it says of God, he never slumbers, he never sleeps. You know, he's never weary like me and you. He's alive. He's awake. He's omnipresent. The God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. He knows all things. So he was asleep for this moment for the disciples to learn something. And here he is asleep, and the ship is covered. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us. We perish. I guess just to put this in common everyday English for us to understand it, if you're having any trouble, I don't have trouble understanding that. But like, we're going to drown, this is it, it's over, we're going to die. And he saith unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? So here we have the master of the wind, the master of the land, the master of the sea, the creator, the one who knows every thought and imagination of man's heart, has every head and hair numbered. He sees the sparrow fall. He gives life to every living thing. He feeds everything. God says that he opens his hand and satisfies the need of every living thing. God wasn't late. He woke up and calmed it and said, why are you so fearful? If you're in the presence of God, why would you be afraid of anything? I'm telling you, if you meet a man with a gun or a knife, Jesus said, fear not them that'll kill the body and afterward can do nothing with the soul. But I'll forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him that after he hath killed, he can destroy both body and soul in hell. That's the Lord of heaven, God Almighty. Fear him. Fear nothing else. The Bible says that perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. If you're fearful, according to Revelation 21 and 8, it says, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable, sorcerers, whoremongers, idolaters, all liars are going to have their part where? Lake of fire. Fearful. Are you fearful? No, we don't want to be fearful. We want to have a righteous, holy fear of God, a pure, clean, oh, it's healthy and clean and pure, enduring forever the fear of the Lord. All these men needed to fear the Lord and not the storm. God is able to deliver, whether from the storm or when you die. Death has no sting. The grave has no victory. We need to learn to be trusting and obeying Jesus at all times. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. The master of land and sea, the master of the wind, the waves, and the trees, he can save thee. Fear not, O little flock. He will take care of you. Whatever you're going through today, just trust him. Lay it at his feet. Call upon his name. Cast your care upon him, for he careth for you.